gents. You are listening to Miss the Bus, and this is episode 27 of the what?
Of the weekly show.
The weekly show.
The weekly show.
All right.
It's the weekly show, if no one knew.
Do y'all remember like around episode, I don't even remember, I don't want to point fingers, but maybe it was like episode 4, 5, I came up with like this really cool jingle.
Oh yeah, I do remember that actually.
I don't remember.
Was it that like weird Indian chant thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that, it, but that was
thing,
good.
Oh, no, but that thing I think about because the one time we showed the podcast to our family, of course, that's the episode they played, so...
Oh, but I believe that, but I do remember
it.
Like,
what the fuck are you doing?
I do remember now.
I came up with like an actual jingle that made sense, but I can't remember it. Whatever. Rant over.
Right. I'm Tyler. I'm joined by Matt, Mary, Bailey.
Hey.
When are we going to get catchphrases?
I don't know.
That's yours. You're stuck with it now.
When are we going to get catchphrases?
Yeah, mine's going to be sling and zing.
Oh.
I like that.
Call me up again.
I like it. Matt?
Sling and zing.
All right.
Do we all have to come up with one on the spot right now?
No, I don't have one. Nobody has one. Only Matt does. He's a fool.
All right, you're stuck with
now.
Sling and zing. So.
But yeah, before we get into the weekly show, as we always do, we have to discuss a pressing matter.
Alert the presses!
So from now on, it's mainly the main cast of the show is going to be me, Matt, and Bailey, and then we're going to interchange either guests or Angelo or Mary or whoever wants to do it.
Whoever wants to come on and be wild and crazy and weird.
Yeah, email us and tell us you want to come.
But you can't be a stranger and you can't live in another state because we're not flying you out here. And you can't be, did I say weird yet? You can't be weird. That's the number one rule. You just got to be normal.
Fun.
Right. But you can't
weird.
Get in here and be doing weird things. Like, you can't walk in here and be, like juggling your shit and, like, fucking drinking something that we have to read the label on. And we're like, what the fuck is that? You gotta come in, you gotta be normal, you gotta sit down.
You're drinking, like, a giant gallon of milk for no reason.
You gotta act like a human being, basically.
Anyway.
But yeah, the reason we're doing that is because Omar has decided to suit it. Omar has moved on from the podcast. He's just got a lot of stuff going on and stuff. We love the boy, though. We're still going to see him all the time.
Absolutely.
During the week, he's just got a lot of stuff going on, and we wish that boy the best. So from now on, it's us three and whoever's on, you know?
Whoever. Wherever the wind goes.
Which right now, it's Mayor.
This week, Mary.
But Omar,
you may
we
know
love
from,
you.
From Better Call Saul, the hit show. Or the hit podcast about the show.
We're all in Better Call Saul.
But yeah, so Omar, we love you. And thank you for everything. You were the boy wonder.
For your years,
you were the man was
the
boy wonder. Who was Omar? What was his name?
He was the Egyptian heartthrob.
That's right. Okay. We haven't used those in a while, so I forgot what they were.
We need new ones.
We
like
do.
Sling and Zing.
Mine could be like, I guess this is kind of taking from something, but I think of... Maybe from Arrested Development. Marry me.
Marry me.
Oh,
there you go.
I think that would actually work.
That is
That'd
pretty
be
good.
Good.
So yeah, this is the weekly show on Miss the Bus. We are not your premium source of video game, television, and movie news. God darn it. We're going to try to be.
There's a new one. God darn it.
So the first part, we're going to do the lead stories. These are the biggest things that happened this week in video games, television, and movie news. And we're going to start off the lead stories with something stupid. So who's going to take that one away?
I am.
Marry me.
Sorry, I'm chewing.
Wow. Unprofessionalism to the max.
I just got off of work and had to rush here and eat my Chick-fil-A in the car, but I had a little bit of superfood side left. So.
Shout out to Chick-fil-A for sponsoring the show. Thank you for all the money that you sent us.
Yeah,
all the unlimited chicken.
Yeah, the tenders. They're great
tenders.
Chick-fil-A, we really love you, and if you want to make some extra dough, just email MrBuzzPod@gmail.com.
Okay, so here we go. Something truly stupid happened. So, this is coming from TMZ. Actually, this is coming from the New York Post. Just kidding. a full bladder is no joke, guys. We all know that, right? So, on the set of this new Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie, apparently the extras were confined in their little train for hours with
little
no
train.
Break. 3 hours, and they had to relieve themselves on the tracks. So,
wait, I'm sorry. It was only 3 hours?
Yeah, I mean, you
they make it seem like,
it, but like, I mean, I don't know. What if you just really had to pee?
No, I get that at least, but I was thinking this was like a 12-hour incident.
I mean, that would be like an actual like human rights issue.
Yeah, everyone would be peeing at that point.
Yeah, so like things got so bad, like these extras were literally banging on the doors, like pleading to be let out, but no one let
like,
them out.
Like once they realized they were trapped, they just immediately started panicking.
You think
I guess
they used that footage? Because that it seemed like that would work, right?
What if that was the plan this entire time?
Like, to make it seem more real, they just like make it actually real.
I could kind of see that. Yeah, I don't know. I think when your extras start peeing on the train tracks, you kind of, you know, maybe you should give them a sandwich or something. Be like, hey, good job, buddy.
Pee on this sandwich.
We're going to take five for you.
Yeah. What if they trapped him in there because the bathroom was just full? You know, Todd Phillips and Martin Scorsese were just in there dropping deuces on each other.
You think
they
just nonstop?
Yeah, they just didn't want people to come in. They said, no, you stay in the train.
Todd Phillips gets out and Martin Scorsese is like, no, I got to get in. Then he
and
gets
Todd
out
Phillips
and
was like, I directed the Hangover trilogy. I'm doing this film.
You know, these are all things that could have happened. But what probably happened is,
I don't know, maybe they forgot about him or something.
Yeah, maybe they had to go
what
film some
they
other
did,
scene.
Though? Like, this entire time, they were like, oh, shit, we left all those extras
that's
in the
train.
I mean, honestly, from my experience, they don't treat extras very well on the set of movies.
They don't have to.
That's true.
Me and Matthew were in focus. We were extras we were. In that movie. They were very bad to us.
They yeah. did. They gave us fake beer.
They did. We had. So, they forced us one. To drink O'Doul's. Like, we were forced. Very bad.
That's the thing, though. I mean, I guess technically they, like, extras want to just say they were in a movie usually, yeah. So they don't give a shit about the extras. Yeah. But this is like to the extent where you are now probably going to have.
Here's
lawsuits.
What they do.
Oh yeah, I know.
They bring like, you, they entice you because they're like, get to be in a movie with Will Smith.
They said
get
we'd be to, eating the food that
yeah,
with Will
eat
Smith
the same
ate.
Lunch as Will Smith.
Did not happen.
Will Smith wasn't eating a fucking bagged up
sandwich
on French bread, some kind of fuck. I don't even know.
Weren't
what
all
was.
Of y'all in that movie? You were too, huh?
Yeah, I like, but I went and then we didn't. They did the same thing where they didn't give us a break, and we were in New Orleans wearing winter clothing in like August, so we were outside and
fuck
it was
that. I
miserably hot. And they did the same thing where they it was like from 6 a.m. to like 3, and we didn't get a break, and then finally at 3 they were telling us to go home, and so me and my friend left and went to Wendy's
isn't
and we didn't get paid.
Oh, but I was about to say, isn't the pay usually pretty good?
We didn't
it's
get
like
paid
$100.
It depends on which agency you go through. The one we went through, like, they just posed it as like, you're so lucky you get to be in a movie with Will Smith and Margot Robbie, like we don't need to pay you anything.
Yeah,
so
they,
we like,
you know,
we were stupid.
They
and
really
like
they really fucked
oh,
us
oh see
over.
No we like were supposed to get paid like $100, but we left before they paid us just because I mean there was no way we were gonna stay there longer than what we already had.
Yeah, I mean like that's not cool. They need to like be better than their extras.
This would be a good topic to have Nick on for because Nick has been an extra in like a million movies.
We should ask him.
Call him in.
He does it all the fucking time.
Let's phone him in. Somebody can FaceTime out. Oh wait, I'm kidding. Y'all can't see.
He was just recently on Preacher, I want to say.
Dang.
Preacher or Lucifer, one of those.
Okay.
I think
to ask him.
I want to say Lucifer, the ones that's down here.
You think you're right. It was Lucifer, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know how normal it is to just start peeing everywhere.
I think if anything at that point I'd be like I'm gonna pee out of spite because I'm mad.
Because then what happens if
I'm
they don't let you out? If they don't let you out, you're just locked in there with your piss.
Yeah, yeah.
That's. Funny. I mean, I'd rather.
If anything, that's
pee,
it's like hurting them more because now you're stuck in a
yeah.
room
yeah,
full of pee.
I imagine like people were in there fighting. Like someone's like, "All right, man, I gotta pee. Like I'm gonna do it." And everyone else is like, "No, like don't. It's gonna like it's
like
gonna
man,
smell
just
like
hold
pee.
It. Another
then,
15 minutes. They gotta
like,
let
gotta
us
gotta
out."
Go.
We see Joaquin later. Phoenix through the window. He's right there. They're almost done.
What if this whole thing was like Joaquin's plan? He was like, "I want this to be as real
that's
as
what I think.
Possible."
Oh yeah, he's like
method acting.
He is, and that's how Joaquin is. I feel like he would do something like that. And then if he came up to me and he was like, "Hey, I did this for the film," I'd be like, "You're right. I'm sorry. This is great. Worth it."
So is this movie doomed now?
No.
No.
Okay.
I'm still actually really pumped.
I'm sure
this
worse
movie.
Things have happened on sets before.
Oh yeah, like when they tried to drown that dog, but then it wasn't really that.
Oh God.
Oh,
yeah.
I forgot about that whole controversy.
What was that movie for? What,
it was, what that, was that dog movie,
a
like a dog's purpose.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like Miracle
and
on
then there
Elm
was like
Street.
Footage of like that dog like sailing through the river and like nobody would help it and then they were just
yeah,
like
that was not very well received.
But then didn't it come out? It was like no, that everything was fine. The dog was being treated perfectly good. Just a weird video. I don't know. But
people
yeah,
it was
like,
fishy.
They like misread things. It's very easy to do that in videos like that. And plus, everybody loves dogs,
yeah.
so you don't want to see.
Moral of the story: if you're browsing the internet and you see videos come out of people just pissing off a subway, don't. It's not what you think. I'm sure they were treated well. They were only in there for 3 hours.
Joker piss, you know.
Joker piss. You know.
Dude, that was something stupid. The next thing we're going to get into is video games. Matt, take her away.
Ooh. All right, so this story came out yesterday. People have been waiting for it for generations, I hear.
Really?
I do hear that. I'm being quite literal, wow. Right? Because there's been
how long
like,
is that generation?
Well, console generation's typically 6 to 8 years.
Oh.
And I think they haven't let you change your name since the PS3. Anyway, this comes from Kotaku and... this comes from Kotaku, and Sony has finally said that they're going to allow PSN users to change their names on PSN. I'm going to read a little bit from this. Last week, we told you the game developers were preparing for PlayStation Network name changes to arrive. Now the news is official, with Sony announcing this morning that users will be able to change their old PSN IDs starting in early 2019. Goes on to say that the first change will be free, Sony says, and subsequent changes will cost $10 a pop or $5 if you're a PlayStation Plus member. Shout out to me and Tyler and a bunch of other
60
people.
60 a year, you know?
68th year?
60
a year.
$60 a year. Yeah. It's Tyler's 68th year as a PlayStation Plus member.
I was going to say, were you in like the pre it's probably the like planning stages? Beta testing for the service will start soon. If you're part of PlayStation's preview program and want to try it out, that's the way to do so. The catch, not all PS4, PS3, Vita games are going to support your new ID, explains Sony. And it goes on to a paragraph that explains the technical implications of that. And basically, I have to imagine if it's a game that's not actively still being supported by the developers or whatever, if there's no code in there to change your name to the new name, it's not going to change. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's a game, one of those games where it uses a different username, stuff like that. Or where it basically took your PSN name and made a username, and it's just like, oh, well, we don't know. So your dumb, embarrassing PSN name may be about 90% erased, but it's the internet, people, and not everything goes away. But realistically, this has been a long time coming. People have been begging Sony to do this for years and years and years, and it took them forever.
Because I don't think you can on Xbox either. You mean you have to pay? Oh, maybe you do.
I think you can
to,
pay.
You have to pay for it. It's the same thing.
Right.
You have it on there, the prices, because they did announce that.
Right. Yeah. I said it. What were you? You don't listen
did
to
you?
This podcast?
Jesus, my
yeah,
bad.
Yeah,
my bad.
The first one's going to be free,
right,
Tyler.
I know
and
what
then,
it is.
And then I you pay $5
I thought it was
if you're a PSN member.
Oh, that's why you said. Okay.
Yeah, and then it's for us regular folk, it's $9.99.
Right. But at that point, just sign up so you can play with the rest of us.
Exactly.
Get your ass kicked on Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
Shout out, sponsored by the show.
Yeah, thanks for all you do, Black Ops.
I really love our fake sponsors.
Thanks, Black Ops.
I wonder if we can like legally claim that we're being sponsored by these people.
Full disclaimer, Black Ops and Chick-fil-A do not care about Miss the Bus. Maybe we should come up with fake sponsors,
but
though.
If yeah. y'all one day want us to sponsor you, let us know.
No, we're not sponsoring anybody.
I mean,
no?
we don't have the money. Who are we going to sponsor?
No, they pay us.
They sponsor us.
So they pay us. They
if they
us.
Sponsor us. Oh. Bailey said we're going to sponsor people.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait,
not.
Did I?
Yeah.
I didn't even mean
I,
it like
I,
that.
That went over my head.
But you know what? If one day we can sponsor someone, I say we sponsor Chick-fil-A.
That'd be a weird world.
We're shooting for the stars here at Mr.
But yeah, what do y'all think? It's been about time, right? You know.
The funny thing is I haven't even had a PlayStation name for long enough to even be like – mad about this, but I was
but
really
are.
Excited when I heard I could change my name.
Why? I mean, like, I approve this because, like, for example, when I made my Pokemon Go account, like, forever ago, I made it, I was really drunk when I did this, Marijuana 42069.
Oh my god, I did not know that was true.
That's pretty good.
Oh, jeez.
So, for the longest time, they wouldn't let you change it. So, like, it was pretty bad.
I did not know that was your name.
Yeah, it's pretty
don't
terrible.
Change it.
I, at this point, I didn't.
But
like,
also,
just,
make your PlayStation name that. Just
I,
make
I
everything
don't have a
that.
PlayStation, though.
Get one. That's what
okay.
I'm saying.
Okay. You're right.
But, yeah, no, it's about time. I don't really know what was the reason why it took this long. I don't think they'll say if they come up with a reason. It's probably going to be some kind of thing like, oh, man, we had to recode the whole thing, you know? But
there probably
I
isn't a reason. They probably just didn't
codes.
Feel like doing it.
Yeah, I think it was like, you know what? We just don't want to.
Because I've never really cared that much. And I was saying before, I should probably change my name because my name on everything is TC Mac. And people on Twitch and people just in general, like online, can't say it for some reason. And I've come to the realization I need to just take the C out and just make it T-Mac because people could actually say that.
Yeah.
So I guess now I'm going to do that.
And then it makes everyone want mac and cheese.
You know, like Easy Mac.
Oh, Tracy McGrady, NBA. question for you. What if you go on to change it? It's already taken.
See, that's where my issue is.
How badly do you want the name? Would you start rolling underscores
over
there?
I would just change the numbers until I got it.
Oh.
That's where my issue is with this, though. So they're changing, they're letting you change the names, but so if everyone starts changing their names, you're still going to come to the issue of everyone already having the name you want kind of thing. So it's like, in the end, you're still going to be like having to make ridiculous things.
I guess like it might help with people that are inactive now. Like they won't be changing it.
Oh, that's true.
It might just...
I didn't think about that.
Go away.
Also, the fact that, again, it's just like, I guess there's so many people that have names that they don't, like, the name is the issue.
I think the biggest thing is, like, people like Tyler that have used the same name for so long or that have had PSN since the PlayStation 3 and use the same account and have a name that they picked in high school that they don't want anymore.
Yeah, you have, like Skater
Boy.
Like
the XXX, like, all the, like, where people put X's between, like, spaces and everything.
And it's just, like, I never went and made a new... account because like this has got all my trophies and everything or whatever tied to it, but it's just like I don't like it anymore. One new one, new life, start anew. Now you don't need to. Now you can just change it and be done.
Thank goodness.
I like it. I feel like the world does too.
People are going crazy.
Again, it's been a long time coming. So thank you Sony for the help. Hopefully everybody tries out the beta and it doesn't just completely fuck everything. And I'm assuming if it doesn't, then we get to look forward to this in early 2019, as they say the website article.
It's got real spooky.
That's it. That's all I got.
All right. So that's it for the video goms.
I don't like that.
Right. Strike out.
All right. So we're going to get into the TV stories. This one's made for me, you know? Something I truly care about. Jon Favreau shared a teaser image from the new Star Wars show that he is doing on... It's the Disney streaming service,
correct?
What is
that? Star Wars the show?
What?
What's it called? Star Wars the show?
The Mandalorian.
I know.
It's called but Star not Wars, knows. Another World into Stars.
It's being called The Mandalorian. He shared the first image. And then he also shared a black background with yellow text. And it says...
Damn, is that what that is?
That's what it is. Like Star Wars, you know? It says, The Mandalorian... Stop laughing. I don't like this at all. Stop laughing. After the stories of Jango and Boba Fett, another warrior emerges in the Star Wars universe. The Mandalorian is set after the fall of the Empire and before the emergence of the First Order. We follow the travails of a lone gunfighter in the outer reaches of the galaxy, far from the authority of the New Republic.
Damn.
Did Jon
Favreau write that himself?
He did. When you say Mandalorian, then you say lone gunfighter, and you show me this teaser image of this man in this Mandalorian Boba Fett-esque armor, ask me how hard I get.
What if at the end of all that it said, and they're still called... Blade Runners.
It's almost like a moment like that. Like that's how it makes me feel. But yeah, I'm super excited for this. They also announced some directors for the show's episodes. Taika Waititi, who did Thor Ragnarok.
Really fucking cool.
Bring him into everything. Yeah. That's what I say.
Dave Filoni, who's the head of the Clone War TV show and Rebels. And Bryce Dallas Howard's name was on there too, which is a random one.
Daughter of acclaimed director of the movie Solo.
And Apollo 13.
Way to throw that in there.
He's done millions of movies, all right? Don't bring up Solo.
Well, also Arrested Development.
He's put his hand is literally on everything.
It's all in everything.
And for Solo, he literally just like picked the movie up and
let me put this back together.
That's what he did. The movie was done.
Everything's fine. It's
fine.
I'm going to say right now, I rewatched the movie the other day. That thing y'all that's not in the movie.
We know.
It's in the trailer.
But he doesn't yell it like that.
It's fine.
Everything is fine.
He doesn't do that.
You know what he does do?
What?
Hey, Captain, what should my name be? Solo. You're by yourself. Your name is Han
Solo. All right,
well,
we're getting off of that.
I actually know someone who thinks that was a very clever way of introducing the name, but no.
Was it
it's
Andra?
Not. Yeah.
I figured.
Whatever. Shout out to Andre if you listen to this.
I don't care. I like that movie. We're not talking about that. We're talking about The Mandalorian. It looks really cool. I'm excited.
It does. I can't wait. When did we get this? When is the Disney streaming service? We know nothing. Nothing. No, it's gonna be great. Obviously, the first time Star Wars is gonna have a live action TV series is gonna be really cool. Jon Favreau seems like the perfect dude to
handle this.
Head the horse. or the Starship.
Hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, any of those. But no, it's cool that they got really cool directors on board. It's the concept of it. It's cool. Like, I, you know, obviously we've known for a while now that he's doing a Star Wars show, right? But now that we know what it is and, you know, when it's going to take place and that it's going to involve, you know, Mandalorians and stuff, it's going to be really cool. Yeah.
Legitimately, I feel like this is the type of news that Star Wars fans need right now, because they need something. Because I'm not saying I agree with it, but I know a lot of people have been, like, doubting the Star Wars stuff that's been coming out lately. So this is kind of more uplifting, like, hey, this seems really promising,
right?
Really exciting.
People
type
still
of
find
stuff.
A way to hate everything about
I
it.
I know, but it's still kind of like, it's more of a positive look on,
yeah,
this
for sure,
than like a negative. Because, like, I mean, Johnny Boy, John Favre, he's coming in and he's going to wrap shop, I feel. Happy. So I just feel like there's, I don't know, Taika Waititi. Come on. It's going to be good.
Come on, come on. I mean, come on. Tyler, come on.
I hate you guys. So yeah, that's it for me for TV. Billy, you want to... Billy, I just said
Whoa.
Billy.
Shout out.
You want to move on to movies?
Billy Bob Thornton?
Damn.
Oh yeah, okay, so we'll move on. Okay, so this has been announced recently, but everyone I'm pretty sure knows already that James Gunn is back in the news. Back, Ooh. But not with Marvel.
This is like the big meat of the show.
Oh, this is the thick meat. Welcome, this is like going to be a slab.
Welcome back, big meat. Okay. If you've been with us 5 episodes ago,
oh,
you
yeah.
remember big meat.
Well, I honestly think we should have kept that. But anyway, we'll get to that at another time.
We'll discuss.
So Guardians of the Galaxy director James Gunn is now in talks. Actually, no, I think it's a confirmed.
He's confirmed to write
Suicide Squad, but he's still eyed to be the director.
Yeah, they haven't announced a director yet.
Yeah, they
or
haven't.
Or they did, didn't they? Don't they have a director, but they might fire him? Or was I just reading about the old director?
I'm not sure. I'm going to read a little bit about this, though. Yeah. So this is from Deadline, but James Gunn has been hired by Warner Brothers and DC to write and is eyed to direct the next installment of the Suicide Squad franchise. It's the first job he's taken since he parted ways with Disney, obviously, which let him go from doing the whole Guardians of the Galaxy franchise, which I'm still butthurt about. I love the Guardians movies, and I think that now the third one is not even going
to
happen.
Yeah, personally. I mean, I have to say, as pumped as I am, actually, you read this article, then I'll say my bit.
Well, they don't have much else that goes into it. I know that they were talking about how this next movie isn't necessarily even going to be considered a sequel. Which I think is kind of funny that they're saying Suicide Squad 2. They're saying it's going to have the same cast, but it's not directly going to play off of the first movie.
But it takes place in the same universe,
yes.
So it's a sequel.
This is what the articles are saying. I'm just saying what they read.
These people are wild, man.
They're just trying to, like, make...
All I'm saying
here,
is...
Here, let's separate it from the movie that did really badly, not in any way of any significance.
I think this is their way of saying, like, we know the first movie sucked. And we want James Gunn to have, like, creative freedom over this next movie. So instead of saying it's going to be a, like, direct sequel, saying it's going to be, like, kind of the same thing, but it's going to be more of his style.
Yeah,
because that's what they were trying to go with in the first place. And they failed miserably at it, at least in my opinion. If you liked Suicide Squad, I'm sorry that you liked Suicide Squad. Other than Mary. I support you because you live with me. But I feel like... Everyone is very excited about... I'm excited about this news, and I know Tyler is, but, like, the fact that DC has, like, a director that about... over a movie that, like, should have already been a promising thing is just, like, the most exciting news. Like,
I'm not excited for it, though.
Wait, why?
Because I just don't care anymore.
Oh, that's dumb.
I just don't... I don't think, like...
No, that's... No matter how bad the movies have been with DC, it's still, like, I love the heroes and the villains that are involved in DC.
But Tyler checked... Remember, Tyler said he's out now because of...
It's not even because of that, though. It's just, like, with Suicide Squad is the one that I've never been able to really stomach, and I don't like any of the characters in it at all. So it's, like, James Gunn needs to, like... fucking rework it.
James
Gunn
is going to.
But that's the whole thing.
He'll make it good.
I'm not saying it's going to be a fantastic movie because we don't know anything about it yet. But
he needs
to
make me like the characters.
If anyone could take the characters and the whole feel of the movie that they were already trying to go with and make it better, it would be James Gunn.
Yeah, I mean, they have a talented cast. Like, they have Jared Leto, obviously, best person ever. Margot Robbie, Will Smith. Like, I mean,
Mary's automatically going to say that about Jared Leto. No, but, like, Will Smith is Deadshot and everything. I feel like that all worked pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I liked the characters in the movie. It was, like, really, like, well, the not plot.
Not most of them, actually.
I liked all of them, personally. I mean,
you liked Killer Croc?
Yeah.
No.
In his velvet jumpsuit.
More my problem is the plot and the villain, for sure.
Yes, definitely, like, the plot.
Because Will Smith is fine.
The villain was the worst part of that movie.
Villains are very bad.
The thing with this is like, having James Gunn come and write it is only half the battle, if even half.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes.
You already had a bad first movie, and you're not rebooting the series. You say whatever you want. This isn't a direct sequel or whatever. You got the same characters. You're in the same universe. This is a sequel. This is the second. You're calling it Suicide Squad 2?
That's what's so stupid about it, because I was confused why they're saying it's not a direct sequel, but they're calling it Suicide Squad 2.
No, it 100% is. So you've got him writing it. The movie's going to be better written, mostly. Or definitely. You know what? He can definitely do a better job. But I think he's got to direct it too, for it to have any, like, real meaning as far as, like, what we see on the final product. Because we've seen before all kinds of times where you've got a script or you got performances and stuff that seem promising, but the direction of the movie just goes nowhere. And I haven't seen Suicide Squad. I refuse to see it. But I can imagine that the movie had problems with it. Like, it sounds like it didn't even have any direction. Like, it was just a bunch of fucking nothing, and then a villain, and then it was over.
With how much noise this is getting now with James Gunn, though, I definitely think he's going to end up directing it. There's no way they're not.
I think he will, too. The weird thing is, there is a director for Suicide Squad 2. It is.
I don't think it's going to. If anything, they'll co-direct.
It's the same guy that did the first one, right?
I don't think so. It's Kevin O'Connor.
Oh, never mind.
Known for Miracle, Warrior, and The Accountant.
Miracle? Oh, like the hockey movie?
Yeah. And cool. Warrior, the fantastic Tom Hardy MMA movie.
Which I know you didn't like, but I liked it.
Which apparently he's also made. There's a sequel to The Accountant.
Really?
They are making a second one.
The Accountant 2?
It's just called The Untitled Sequel, but he's directing that as well. So he is slated to direct. Like, he has the job. They gave him the job of directing Suicide Squad 2. I don't know necessarily how much to put into this. Like, it'd be very easy to think, like, okay, they hired Gunn to write it, and then the internet went abuzz, and everything, the presses went abuzz. Like, how much credit can we put into, like, are they really considering firing this guy and having Gunn come in and do it?
I think DC has dug themselves into such a hole that if... I know the media has, like, its strengths, and it can convince people to do things and, like, maybe not control an entire movie, but I do think because it's James Gunn and, like, it's getting so much attention already,
right,
there's no way they're not going to let him at least have a part in directing this movie.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I kind of agree, too. And I think if they're trying to make the movie good or as great as it can be, I think that is the best route for them to go. I just don't know. And I got to say, like, it's exciting for me that, like, oh, there's, you know, I'm glad he got a job, and then he's going to do something, and he's got the opportunity to make a movie that'll be similar to Suicide Squad 2, or to Guardians. Jesus. But honestly, like, it's kind of a bummer to me, too, because, and even though, like, we knew Gunn wasn't going back, at least from everything that's, like, it's trended down for, like, the last, like, 3 months.
Yeah.
But this does kind of just, like, seal the coffin, right? This is just kind of like, okay, now it's irreparable. Like, you went to DC. Like, I don't think they're going to really bring him back, even if things somehow melded over. So, for me, it just kind of sucks, because at the end of the day, it's like, fuck all this. Like, Disney decided to fire him. You know, obviously he said mess up shit, but it was like, another studio's hiring him. Like, you didn't have to do this.
No.
And now we're potentially ruining the third movie of, like, this awesome franchise.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, it's just hard to even be, like, super excited. Like, I want him to go on and make a good movie and be successful, but it's like, I wanted you to make the third one.
See,
like, this just sucks. And well, a little piece of news that we didn't really throw in there is that Dave Bautista's already been like, yo, I'm coming too.
He literally was just like, where do I sign up to, like, be in Suicide Squad? And it's just like, Jesus.
And it's like, that sounds great, and I hope it happens.
See,
but,
and that's the things that, when I first heard this news, I mean, I'm excited for it now just because, like, I'm hopeful for DC, I guess, but I was, like, really heartbroken when I heard this news, because I want Guardians 3 so badly, and I love those movies. I mean, I loved the second movie, and it was so enjoyable, but, like, I cannot see that movie continuing without James Gunn.
Yeah,
and Dave
weird.
Bautista is, like, already digging himself a grave with Marvel at this point, so I don't even think Marvel... I don't think Marvel will kick him out or anything or fire him, but, like, he obviously doesn't want to be there anymore. His heart's not in it, so... I love Marvel. The Marvel movies have done fantastically, obviously. So it's like bittersweet news. Like, you hope for the best with, I guess I never really cared that much about Suicide Squad to begin with, but, like, you hope for the best for DC in general. But
until they address Superman and Batman, I don't believe any of these movies are even happening.
Suicide Squad 2 is definitely going to happen now. We'll There's see. No way. There's no way. There's no way it's not going to happen.
It better. I'm excited now.
Yeah. Mary's...
I'll be the number one fan.
Yeah. We've said it a million times. The universe is in such a disarray. It's just, there's a part of all of this that's just hard to even be like, what, why? Like, even with Aquaman. We're seeing so much of Aquaman right now, and it's like, do we care?
I can honestly tell you, I don't, I'm like 50% on that movie, on Aquaman.
It's like, as cool as parts of it look, it's like, do they? Why? Where are you going?
Actually, I'm still more excited for Shazam than I am for Aquaman. I feel like that's weird.
I think Shazam's going to be the first one that actually hits like the 60 Rotten Tomatoes mark, at least.
No, Wonder 60. Woman 2.
Oh, yeah, but I guess I forget Wonder Woman was like super acclaimed, but I meant like Shazam will be the next one.
Yeah, I think so too.
The non-Wonder Woman related property to teeter into the
Is
positives.
Wonder Woman even considered DC at this point?
Yeah, I guess it has to, but it's honestly holding it down. Brother.
Yeah, so that's it for James Gunn boy. I feel like we'll be hearing more about that. So whenever
for sure.
we do,
for sure,
you can hear it. Yeah, here
keep
first.
It keep it here on Miss the Bus for all you James Gunn news.
Yeah.
All right, so now it's time for the rapid fire news. There's got to be more going on out there, right? Who has time for it all? We've got you covered in 25 seconds or less. Rapid fire movies. First up, Bailey. Should we start the timer?
I will start it.
I hate when I get the movies one because it's always the most, and I'm.
Do we give her any kind of buffer, any kind of handicap?
At that. Look how much.
Yeah, I
it
say
is
we
a
do.
Decent bit. I say give her 10 seconds.
If it's 25, the funny thing is,
10 seconds.
I was thinking about this earlier, and I was like, if it's
no, like 10 extra.
If I don't get it in like 25 seconds, they get their pizza for free because it's like 30 minutes. But we don't sell pizza, and no, I don't know don't. Who's listening to this anyway.
Oh,
all
man.
Right, so hold on, let me.
I won't scare you like last time.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all. I like to be like slowly worked into it. Give me some breathing room, you know? Okay. Let me know.
Okay, I'm gonna count down from three. And you're gonna go and go.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, go.
Netflix is doing a Dark Crystal prequel first look image. Venom broke box office records for October. Highest domestic gross since 2013's Gravity. New Joker scene. Joaquin is smoking on a subway. What else is new? Chris Evans is done playing Captain America as he wraps Avengers 4. Chris Evans is also joining Ryan Johnson in films Knives Out. Aquaman.
I'm losing it.
Aquaman reveals his classic costume, poster as well. First look at Stephen King's Pet Sematary. First poster for live-action Aladdin revealed. First photo for Hobbs and Shaw revealed. Margot Robbie is going to be Barbie for some reason. Trailer for Clint Eastwood's The Mule.
Oh, you got it in 32 seconds.
Ooh, but tell me what? I have not improved.
You have.
Thank
you. You also said Captain America. But at American. What cost?
At what cost? Because there's millions of people at home right now just being like, what? What's going on in the earth?
The thing is, this is my system. I'm going to read you everything that I can as quickly as I can, and then I'm going to explain the things
that
I mess up.
That's so, true. We
so
can
let's go
back.
What did I screw up?
Captain American.
Okay. Well, all right. You know who I'm talking about. Chris Evans is gone, and that sucks. I'm glad that I think we all knew he was going to be coming to a close. Him and Robert Downey Jr. They're not going to play those roles forever. So.
No, yeah. They're both getting old, and their contracts are up, and they're Thanos is probably just going to fucking...
kill everyone.
Kill them both.
He already killed half of them, you know? So, yeah, that sucks. I also don't even know what Knives Out is. I've never even heard of that.
Tyler told us about it.
That's interesting.
It's with Daniel Craig, Ryan Johnson.
Oh, never mind to do. I didn't know that was the title of it. My bad. What else do we got? Oh, did y'all watch the trailer for Pet Sematary, Stephen King's?
I didn't.
Okay, no. So I watched it like while I was in traffic on the way home, and which I don't condone. Don't do that if you drive.
if you're one of those drivers out there.
It looks super way more creepy than I thought it would. It actually has this like whole cultish feel that reminded me a lot of True Detective season one. It was really, it was like creepy, but in a good way. I also think it's the same, like the dad in the movie, I believe is in one of the, in like Insidious or something. Either way. Also like, what the hell is this like Barbie movie? I've never even heard
it's
of
the one
that
the
that.
Barbie. It's the one that Amy Schumer was attached to.
And now
she
they have Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a
180.
Yeah.
Just about.
I mean, she looks like Barbie.
She does. And Amy Schumer is a nice person.
Debatable.
Well, I mean, I don't really. She did the. What was the movie she was in with John Cena, right? Or The Rock? Or no,
John Cena.
No, it was a basketball wreck. Player.
LeBron. LeBron is in Train.
Okay. I went through so many different celebrities. So, like, whenever I, like, just saw the trailers for that, I could kind of see them if they were going for, like, a comedy. I could see her playing Barbie, but mm-hmm. I didn't know they switched it to Margot Robbie. But I guess that was just announced, right?
Yeah.
I didn't even know she was that Amy Schumer was going to be Barbie.
Yeah, they announced that movie, like, a really long time ago, and then you heard nothing else about it, and now I guess they're switching it. But also, I think we saw The Mule, the Clint Eastwood movie, the trailer for that, Before Ooh. A Star Is Born. That movie looks amazing.
That does.
And Bradley Cooper's in that, too. Bradley Cooper and John Pena.
True.
John Pena?
Is that his name?
Michael Pena?
Michael Pena.
John Pena. John Pena.
That was close. Oh, wow. That was a good one. Either way, though, Michael Pena, my bad for Michael if you listen to this.
You think Michael Pena's just like, fuck!
But that movie looked really good, so. But that's all I have to say on the movies. If you have any other questions, email us.
Yeah, if you couldn't make out some of the words.
Or we should have, like, a phone line that people can just, like, call in live and be like, what the fuck
Mary,
are y'all
we
saying?
Don't record this live.
You're right, just kidding.
They'll be calling at, like, 10 a.m. Hey, I don't understand.
All right, now it's time for Rapid Fire TV.
Oh, you're going to have trouble getting this in 25 seconds.
I tell you what, Tyler's so good, and I predict another good day.
I mean, there's literally like four things.
I was seeing, that was sarcasm.
There
I
are
guess
words
it didn't,
in
it
here.
Didn't go well.
I see Peter Dinklage's name.
Binky.
See, you never know what he's going to end up saying.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
All right, Daredevil Season 3 villain revealed to be Bullseye. We got our first look at Ruby Rose's Batwoman. Damon Wayans is now leaving Lethal Weapon. And Peter Dinklage says his final season of Thrones ends as beautifully for his character and the whole show ends better than he ever could have imagined it.
Damn.
Dang, 15 seconds.
Unbelievable.
Right?
That much time to go?
10 more seconds.
Jesus.
I could have gone on.
You could have.
Yeah, I guess the most exciting one for this is hopefully Game of Thrones ends in a good way.
Oh, yeah.
And Bullseye will probably be cool in Daredevil. The Lethal Weapon thing is more just funny because they lost their other lead this season, too. So it's just funny that now the show is going to go into a fourth season with, like, if they continue it with just completely new people.
It's one of those shows like, what am I thinking of? Law and Order? Anything where it just goes on forever and they're just transitioning. Soap operas also do things like that.
They do. I saw the Ruby Rose pick, too. I guess it's cool, but I'm never going to get into those CW shows.
Yeah, I won't either, but I will say she looks fucking cool. I like her hair, like, shooting out of it because it matches the Bat logo.
Yeah.
You know? So I thought she looked really cool. Like a true Batwoman, you know?
A Bat Gal.
A Bat
Gal. All right, now it's time for Rapid Fire Video Games. Video Gooms.
Oh, me?
Oh, you're going to have trouble with this one.
Yeah, don't give him any more time.
I'll just give you the 10 seconds Tyler left over.
Oh, I'll take that. I'll take your runoff.
No, okay. Give him like... Oh, I guess you could do that in 25, huh?
Who knows?
I'll give you a nice even 30.
Yeah, do that.
Oh, we got this.
Okay.
Then.
3, 2, 1, go.
All right, Skybound Games will finish The Walking Dead for Telltale Games. They're going to come in, swoop it up, and do it great, hopefully. There have been mixed reactions to Fallout 76. The press got to play some of it. Some people love it, some people don't. Sony has made the announcement that they're officially working on the PlayStation 5. Hallelujah, I guess. Overwatch Halloween Terror 2018, the Halloween event in Overwatch, has begun. Borderlands 2, a virtual reality version of that, is coming this December. Tyler's shaking his head. Whatever. Microsoft has announced Project X Cloud, which is their streaming version.
Nope.
You were giving good descriptions of everything, so that's what matters. But finish it off.
A little too much. This is rapid fire.
Finish it off real quick, though, because the last two things are important.
I failed. I'm just going to walk out. But Microsoft has unveiled with that project. I think this is Project Scarlet. Like what they had codenamed a few months ago. This is their streaming thing. They're going to have these servers out in fucking, who knows, Area 51 probably, and it's going to stream Xbox One to your phone. You think that's cool? I don't think it'll work.
No.
But what's his face over at Microsoft was sitting there on the cool video, and he's like, it's going to work. So we'll see. I had two other stories on here that I didn't get to because I'm a failure. But there are rumors, right? These are just rumors right now. Or did they say anything official about the Switch? The new Switch. I think it's just rumors that there's going to be a new version of the Nintendo Switch coming out next year.
It's probably just better hardware and whatnot.
Yeah, people online have talked about a better screen, possibly more compact. Who knows if that's what you're into. And the PlayStation Plus games for November. God, I feel like we just got to October. But Yakuza Kiwi.
Kiwami.
Kiwi. Wow.
Yakuza, Kiwami, and Bulletstorm.
Full
Cleo edition.
I meant to put Cleo. came out way earlier because they normally wouldn't come out until the end of the
game. Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah. But if you're into the PlayStation 4, as the kids call it, you get some free games as you do. So that's it for that. We also have one other crazy story that's got nothing to do with any of the three things that we base our lives off of. But actually, we kind of do. So apparently, Toys R Us, I think we had a little memorial service for them probably like 10 episodes ago.
We did.
Because we weren't under the belief that they were gone. Because they said they were leaving and they closed up the store and everyone left. But apparently...
And, fired everyone.
Yeah. but apparently, Toys R Us is coming back. It's going to be returning as Joffrey's Toy Box.
This is the first I'm hearing this, so
yeah,
I'm
coming
intrigued.
Back.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
But not full form.
There's some misleading information about this online to get, like, semi-serious for a second. Just that, like... So people are like, okay, Toys R Us is coming back. Well, you already laid everybody off. People are without their jobs. Like, this is really fucked up if you did this for marketing. I don't think they did this for marketing because Toys R Us, it's a fact that they lost a shit ton of money and were not making any money. So I think they declared real bankruptcy and really closed down. These toy box things, how do you say the
address? It's Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Yeah, remember we talked about this.
Yeah, we did.
It's Sorry. Jeffrey, but it's just
Jeffrey's toy
by
box.
Joffrey.
Yeah. These are not, at least as of now, are not giant Toys R Us stores. These are going to be little pop-up stores inside other stores. Think like
okay.
a really nice Walmart in some place that's nicer than New Orleans that can do this is going to have a store in the corner called Jeffrey's Toy Box, and it's gonna be all the toys.
Oh, it's like when they have the McDonald's in the Walmart, but instead
yeah,
of a McDonald's,
that's what I get out of this. And if you read about it, that's what it seems like it's gonna be. So they're gonna start off opening a few of these, I think, as soon as next month. To get
God,
ready for
I didn't
the.
Realize it's that soon.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's gonna be a lot of them, right? I think it's just gonna be to kind of get something in there for like the holiday season. And then they've said they're looking into ways that they could reopen Toys R Us locations. So. It does suck, and believe me, like, hearts out to anybody that was affected by Toys R Us going under and obviously losing jobs and everything. Like, that's a real thing, and that does suck. But I think Toys R Us was getting a little bit of bad publicity today from what I saw online because it was like, wow, you did this for marketing. You fire all these people, and you're just right back. It's like, really, they're not right back. We have a Toys R Us right by us that is not going to just get slapped a Jeffrey's Toy Box logo on, and it's going to reopen with different people. You know, it's like Toys R Us closed down. It's gone. They're trying something new, and hopefully it works out, and hopefully they can hire back some of those people. But I think it was a real bankruptcy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I think people are missing that. It wasn't like it was like, oh, marketing, man.
No,
they
no,
were
I, like,
rich. They just
think,
wanted more
like,
money. Those greedy. No, I
no.
mean they fucked themselves.
They definitely are coming up with a new business model because they know that what they were doing before was not working. So I mean, they're gonna change something.
I mean, as much as we love toys, how practical is a giant fucking toy store that's
well,
got
yeah.
nothing but toys
yeah, I mean,
in
like,
it?
Like you can go to any
the size
store
of a
and buy
Target.
Toys.
Yeah.
Well, like that,
yeah.
and the fact that Amazon—I mean, Amazon—you can literally get whatever
yeah.
you want.
I mean, they're
so.
Gonna have to ramp up their like online market too, because I mean, as far as I know, it wasn't great before.
No, that's
and, I mean, that's what people do most now is shop online. So if they don't have some kind of like good online stuff,
right.
though, and it's still not gonna.
I
make
think that
it.
Was the biggest nail in Toys R Us's coffin. Right, was
right.
that they didn't catch up with the online game at all. They let
oh, yeah.
Amazon completely beat them to it, and there was just no room for them to sell toys online, really. It sucked. And
yeah, so I mean, like, the pop-up stores, I mean, that could be good for them because they're not having to actually pay rent for buildings if they're just going
yeah.
inside of stores like Walmart. So I mean, that could be their new business strategy. Who knows? We'll
Hell
see.
Yeah.
See
I want it to succeed. I hope it succeeds. If we're lucky enough to get one, we'll be in there all day.
Yeah, we have
just
a little toy
rolling
box
around
to
in
get
the
all
toys.
Day.
Yeah,
that's
but yeah, that's the only
fire.
That's the only other story.
Do
we
they have.
Have
any cool memes of Jeffrey like not sad anymore?
No,
like
but apparently there was
a
giant. Apparently, this got announced by like there was some convention, and there's just the fucking giraffe just showed up, and everybody was like, "Huh?" And he was like holding up a sign like, "Hey, come over to this booth."
That's, if anything, that's like kind of scary.
Come here, kids. I have candy.
Yeah, that's true.
All
right, all right. So did we get any emails?
Hell yeah, we get emails. All right. People email nonstop. Yeah. They're flying off the email servers. I don't know. Is this email on the doc from last week?
No, that's a YouTube comment.
Mm-hmm. Happy Pants asks, do you guys watch anime? If so, what are your favorites?
And so...
Oh, responses are other people that respond?
No. So, like, okay.
That's what we're saying to respond to him.
He asked us earlier in the week, like, what our favorite anime were. So, I feel like if y'all want to say what y'all's favorite anime is. And then he also responded with what his favorites are. Or she. I'm sorry. I don't know if that's a he or she.
Happy Pants, you asked a question and then you responded
to
your
own. Well, I asked him a question. Or, like, I commented back. Sorry. I should have explained this beforehand. But, yeah. No, we're going to... I feel like we should just all say what our favorite animes are.
Oh, for sure.
But I also asked him what his favorite animes were.
Happy Pants, look me in the eyes. I'm going to tell you my favorite anime. That's so hard. But I think the best made anime that I have watched that I was just completely obsessed with and was like, this is perfect, was Death Note, because I just fucking loved it. And but my favorite anime by far, and that's like actually something that I still care about and love today, is definitely Naruto. It's one of those shows that's like everybody knows about it. It's so hard to recommend it to somebody that hasn't watched it, because there's like 6,000 episodes and a good chunk of them don't even pertain to the story. But Naruto is something I've watched since I was, like, in high school, and just absolutely loved it. And there's just so many cool things. Like, I feel like if I ever really got into writing and stuff, there'd be so much that would be influenced from things that I've seen in that show, and just so many just, you know, really cool memories of watching that show. And I still love Naruto. I bought this fucking awesome giant Naruto model from GameStop the other day. It was just like... I'm 25 years old and I'm still hooked. So, yeah. But fuck Baruto.
Oh,
although I have to admit I haven't given it a chance. So,
and you see, I would agree with the Death Note thing. I think it's a tie really between Death Note and Cowboy Bebop. I've probably watched I definitely have watched Cowboy Bebop more. I've watched it like 4 times maybe, but those are probably both my favorites. I love them. I also watched Attack on Titan, but I have not finished it, but I really enjoyed what I've watched.
Really
of
good
it,
first
so.
Episode.
Yes. Oh, my God. The first episode, I was not expecting to be that sad. But,
Mommy!
Yeah. Those are probably my favorite.
Yeah. I'm basic. Just Cowboy Bebop, Death Note, and the kid in me loves Dragon Ball Z still. So.
Kamehame!
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Yeah, I've never been, like, super into anime, but being Matthew's sister, I was into Naruto as well when we were younger. And I watched the first episode of Attack on Titan, like, years ago, and since that day I've been saying I need to watch episode 2. But
yeah,
somehow
that's normally what you do when you watch the first episode and like it.
I don't know what happened. Like, there was some kind of breakdown on there.
I'll say, and I might get shit for this. Attack on Titan, great show. First episode, the best episode of the show.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is just it
so
just
so far
sucks.
I can agree with that just because I've not seen the whole thing, but like the first episode.
The show is still great and it's very well made. The art style in Attack on Titan, I think, is like the coolest art style in pretty much any anime that I've watched, because it's just, I love the thicker black lines in it. I think everything's just colored so well and it just looks great. But that first episode is just, holy shit, it's so good. And I'm not saying that, again, it's not bad, but that does a weird thing about episode 6 that I was like, huh, and then, I don't know, turned into something else.
But yeah.
It's still a good show.
Yeah. So that was some of our YouTube comments, but we do have an email from Nick. Surprise, surprise,
oh,
everyone.
Oh, Nick, you want to live
so
another day.
Would you like to know what his question is for us this week?
Yes.
Oh, God, I see the subject line
it
from
says,
here.
Would y'all consider the guy who plays Big Bird a furry?
No.
No? Is that a resounding no?
He was doing it for pay, so
well,
I say maybe not.
You know, and it's also the fact that Big Bird on Sesame Street never did anything that one would do as a furry, I feel.
Yeah.
He's for children.
Aren't furries, and shout out to you, furries out there.
Yeah.
Isn't
listen
it just,
anyway.
Don't you just put the tail on your butt?
No.
No,
you dress up in full costume.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Then I changed my answer.
You do. So you do think he's meant to be a furry?
Maybe like the first furry.
The very first one?
Yeah, maybe he's like the original.
Wouldn't the first furry technically be Barney? Right?
But he wasn't like...
He was before? Right? I don't actually know.
You're getting too deep in history for me. I don't know which one.
Okay, do furries have to be furry? Because Barney's not. That's why.
No, I think it's like if you're dressing up as any type of animal, right? Okay. I don't know. I don't know anything about furries.
Yeah, I'm not like super
Nick, I'm
going
to go ahead and tell you that I don't think Big Bird was meant to be a fucking furry. So
I'll tell you what, typing in Big Bird versus Barney is one of the funniest things you can do.
Oh my God.
I wish any of this was real.
But yeah, so that's all that we only have. Those emails. I mean, that email. We didn't get anything else. So if y'all could just please email us questions about furries at missthebuspod@gmail.com.
But honestly, email us about different things.
Yeah, please not furries because we don't have any knowledge.
We don't
want
to be known as that.
The furry podcast.
Oh my God. There's this picture of Barney. He just ripped fucking Tinky Winky's head off.
Jeez. That's Lala.
Oh, that's Lala.
That's scary.
I don't like this. Yeah. Big Bird just shooting Barney with a Tommy gun.
All right, well, what a way to close the show. So yeah, that's been episode 27 of the weekly show. If you like what we do, again, you can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, Spotify, and on social media.
No, not Spotify.
I mean, Jesus, did I say Spotify?
Wow. You did. What a host. You forgot.
We're not on Spotify. If anybody forgot,
and on Twitter,
they can't forget.
Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Miss the Bus Pod and Miss the Bus. If you search us, we're there. We hope you have enjoyed this
being on this bus.
Yeah, come back and join us next week.
Mm-hmm. Were you happy to be here?
Go check out our other episodes too. We got a cool review of all of Better Call Saul. If you missed that, shame on you, but it's still up there.
Got some movie reviews y'all can catch up on if you wonder about.
Why would we do that? Why would we do that?
Venom. Yeah.
We have a Venom review. I think, actually, at the time of posting this, I don't know if our Star is Born episode will be up.
But we will eventually have a Star is Born.
It will be there at
First
some
Man,
point.
So.
Yeah. For you to get another good look at. I just needed to get another good. We'll save that for the Star is Born episode. Okay. Actually, we already recorded that. I'm done.
Signing off.
Bye, everyone.
Later.
Bye.